Hare Krishna. So Krishna has very nicely described about demigod worship. Firstly, he called the demigod worshippers as unintelligent or less intelligent. But then after that, he himself is telling that he is the one who gives faith to the worshipper who is worshipping the demigod. And along with that, he is the one who actually gives the benediction through the demigod. So Krishna is there on both the sides, on the side of the worshipper, on the side of the demigods. Now after having said this, Krishna is going to talk about the destination attained by the demigod worshipper and the pure devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. So let's see that in shloka number 23.
Antavattu phalam tesham tadbhavatyalpa medasam devan devaya joyanti madbhakta yanti mamapi.
So here Krishna is saying, alpa medasam, men of small intelligence. He's talking about them, the worshippers, the demigod worshippers. What is he saying?
Antavat tu phalam tesham tad bhavati.
So they are alpamedasam, they are less intelligent, and along with that, their fruits are limited and temporary. And next he says that devan deva yajo yanti. So the worshippers of demigods, devan deva yajo yanti, the worshippers of demigods will go to the planets of demigods. And mad bhakta yanti mamapi. And my worshippers will come back to me. So the ones who are worshipping Krishna, they'll go to Krishna. And the ones who are worshipping the demigods, they'll go to the demigods. So a very nice eye-opener shloka for all those people who say that all the paths are going to one destination. Choose any path, it doesn't matter. So here it's very clear. Every path is leading to a different destination. Let's get into the details of the shloka now. It is not that everyone, regardless of whatever demigod is worshipped, will reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is denied here, for it is clearly stated that the worshippers of demigods go to different planets in the material world, but the devotee of Supreme Lord goes directly to the Supreme Planet of the Personality of Godhead. So here, when people say that worship any demigod, any Devi Devta, how does it matter? Finally, all the paths lead to the same destination. But that is not the case. Here it's very clear. Deva, devan deva yajo yanti. The ones who are worshipping demigods will go to the planets of demigods. And mad bhakta yanti mamapi. The ones who are worshipping Krishna, they'll go to Krishna, to Goloka Vrindavan, to Vaikuntha planets. Now, there's a point that is raised here. In the previous videos, we have discussed that the Devi Devtas, the 33 crore Devi Devtas or demigods, they are different parts of the body of Lord Krishna. Now, if someone is worshipping one of the parts of the body of Krishna, then logically speaking, that person should go to Krishna himself. Because finally, the demigods are part of Krishna. Then why this is not happening? This is unjust. Means the ones who are worshipping the parts of Krishna are going to a different destination, and the ones who are worshipping Krishna are going to Krishna Loka. This is proper injustice that is there. But there is an answer to this. There are two reasons why the demigod worshippers don't go to Krishna Loka. The first one is this. The worshippers of demigods are less intelligent because they don't know to what part of the body food must be supplied. Some of them are so foolish that they claim that there are many parts and many ways to supply food. This isn't very sanguine. Can anyone supply food to the body through ears or eyes? So, we should know where to feed, to which part of the body we should feed. So, this knowledge one should have. So, the first reason why the demigod worshippers don't attain the same destination as that of devotees of Krishna. Because they don't know which part of the body to feed. And the second one is, they do not know that these demigods are different parts of the universal body of Supreme Lord. And in their ignorance, they believe that each and every demigod is a separate god and a competitor of the Supreme Lord. So first one is even if they understand that they're different parts of the demigods, are different parts of the body of Lord Krishna, they don't know to which part to feed. And second one is very much obvious, that many of them don't know that Devi Devatas are part of the universal body of Krishna. They think that there are many gods, they are all equal, put them on the same altar, on the same plane and worship them. How does that matter? So this is the problem. This is the problem with the demigod worshippers. Since they don't have this knowledge itself, that the demigods are parts and parcels of Lord Sri Krishna, they don't go to the same destination. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have the example of Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj would do various yajna for demigods. But then whenever the ahuti would be offered in the name of some demigod, Bharat Maharaj would realize that how that particular demigod is the part of the universal body of Krishna. So what happens here? Bharat Maharaj was all the time in Krishna consciousness, because he was thinking about Krishna's body parts. And he did not expect anything from the demigods. So what was the destination that Bharat Maharaj got? Bharat Maharaj attained Krishna, Krishna Loka. So this is the thing, this is the reason, these are the two reasons why the demigod worshippers don't attain the same destination as that of pure devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. One important point is given here. Regardless of the situation, doesn't matter which situation we all of us are in, if one knows that both demigods and us, living entities, are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, his knowledge is perfect. But if he does not understand this, he achieves different planets where demigods reside. This is not the same destination the devotee reaches. So this is a very, very important realization that we, students of Gita, should have. What is that? Both the Devi Devtas and us, we all are part and parcel of Krishna. We are not independent. Devi Devtas are not independent, nor we are independent. We all are part and parcel of Krishna. This understanding is a perfect understanding. This is the perfect knowledge. Now, here the word is used, antavat, antavat, perishable. Antavattu phalam tesham, the fruits which are given by the demigods are perishable. So let's try to understand this now. The results achieved by the demigods' benedictions are perishable because within this material world, the planets, the demigods and their worshippers are all perishable. This is a very, very important eye-opener for many, many people. So in this material universe, we have got 14 planetary systems. So whenever the pralaya happens, whenever the annihilation happens, the complete annihilation, so at that time, all the 14 planetary systems are annihilated. So the demigods, the Devi Devtas, they actually reside in the higher planetary systems, above the Bhuloka. Now the important point that we need to understand here is, the planets of the demigods are annihilated. Along with that, the demigods also are annihilated. And what to talk about the worshippers of demigods, they will surely be annihilated. So in this way, all of them are annihilated. So where is the question of getting permanent results or permanent benediction from the demigods to the demigod worshippers? So it's a very, very logical point that is made here. Very, very logical point. That planets of demigods are perishable, the demigods are perishable, the worshippers of demigods are perishable. So but obvious that even the results or the benedictions given by the demigod to the demigod worshippers is also perishable. So again and again Krishna is saying, such demigod worshippers are actually unintelligent or less intelligent. But then when it comes to the worshippers of Lord Krishna, the pure devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness in devotional service of Supreme Lord achieves eternal blissful existence that is full of knowledge. His achievements and those of common worshippers of demigods are different. The Supreme Lord is unlimited. His favor is unlimited. His mercy is unlimited. Therefore, the mercy of Supreme Lord upon his pure devotees is unlimited. So, Supreme Lord is unlimited and he is eternal. Sat. Sat Chit Ananda. He is eternal. Sat feature. And when it comes to his abode, it is unlimited and eternal. And when it comes to mercy of Krishna, it is unlimited and eternal. So, when the worshipper of Lord Krishna goes back home back to Godhead, he also remains eternal. So this point is very important, that by worshipping the demigods, one gets temporary results. Along with this body, along with this entire universe, all that is lost. But when it comes to the worshipper of Lord Shri Krishna, what happens? He attains eternal destination. Because he breaks the cycle of birth and death, he goes beyond the material covering of this entire universe, and he crosses beyond the boundary between the material and the spiritual worlds, and finally enters the spiritual world to serve Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So it's very important that we all take to the worship of Lord Sri Krishna. And in the age of Kali Yuga, worshipping Lord Krishna means chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this way, Krishna has made a very, very proper point that the worshippers of demigods go to the planets of demigods, which are perishable, and worshippers of Lord Krishna go to the planet of Krishna, which is eternal. Now, after describing the worshippers of demigods, now Krishna is going to describe about another category of people who surrender to the impersonal effulgence of the Lord, who are called as impersonalists. So let's see what Krishna wants to say about them in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.